Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the NFL Scouting Combine. I'm your host, Mike Wopshaw, joined by Voice of the Vikings Radio Network, Paul Allen, and from LeagueSafe.com, Paul Charchian. Now, Paul and Paul conducted PA's 9 to noon radio show right here from the Scouting Combine. They had a lot of interesting guests. What did we learn from the Scouting Combine today?
Well, I think off a 10-6 season with an MVP and the fact that the Vikings look like they're heading the right direction to become a bona fide playoff team year in and year out, it's more about finding flavor for the team than necessarily the savior, which Matt Khalil was last year. Coming from 23, it's a lot more difficult to predict exactly what the team's going to do. So we more hone in on wide receiver, DB, defensive line, in Paul Charchian's case, quarterback and stuff like that. And, you know, the other thing is that either on or off the radio, I found a lot of people are very intrigued with what's going on with Percy Harvin. So I got a lot of questions from the elite of all the elites in the National Football League about what my opinion was on Percy Harvin. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about that, and especially with free agency coming up.
Charge, what's your sense on the kind of draft that we have this year?
I think we've pretty well validated this is it's a flat draft, meaning there's not five or six really big great players and then it drops off a lot. This is actually a good year to pick 23. You'd always rather be higher, but the guy that you're getting at 23 may not be materially that different from the guy that you would get at 13. And for a couple of the positions that the Vikings need, especially wide receiver, it's a really deep draft. And so if the Vikings do decide to go with wide receiver, a certain position of need, they may be able to get a guy at 23 that in a different year might go at 13, and he might end up being an immediate contributor to this team.
You're a fantasy football expert. You're the godfather of fantasy football. Fantasy football, the fantasy football culture that is the NFL, we like the big splashy names, right? We like touchdowns. If the Vikings choose a player at 23 who doesn't score touchdowns, let's say he's a lineman offensively or defensively or a linebacker, something like that. Yeah. Is that something that this team can still be excited about?
Well, sure. I mean, look what Matt Khalil did to the fantasy future for Adrian Peterson. I mean, it's no coincidence that this line got the big upgrade, and then next thing we know, Adrian Peterson's having the best rushing season in the history of the league. And in the case of Greg Cosello, we talked to today, the best season in the history of any player to ever play offense, ever. You know, and so Khalil was a big part of that. So, you know, sometimes the non-sexy picks end up paying big dividends for fantasy players and Viking fans.
PA, you're close with Rick Spielman. You have him on your show regularly. What do you think his mindset is coming into this year's combine and draft in terms of being the architect of this franchise, coming off a great draft last year, making the playoffs after being 3-13 last year? How do you frame his mindset?
It's an excellent question, because coming from 23 and off what you and Paul just talked about, you know, there could be a defensive tackle taken at 23, and you look at that and you're like, Fred Evans was okay, Latroy Guyon's young, Kevin Williams is still pretty good, but a defensive tackle for the future of the franchise is something we definitely could need. Now, to get to that root of attack, one thing that I think Rick did extremely well last year and I know is very important to him are the private meetings and getting the right types of players on and off the field for this team. You know, Vikings fans can be very proud of Matt Khalil, Harrison Smith, Jarius Wright, Blair Walsh, Red Ellison. These are good players on the field and very good guys off the field. And that's very important to Rick. So the interviewing process, you know, even with the likes of a cornerback from LSU who played a couple of years ago, Tyrann Mathieu, an extremely talented guy, but he got kicked off the LSU football team. That interview process, if they interview him, is going to be so important for him to figure out if he's the kind of guy who will fit the culture of Vikings football. So I think Rick is being very careful off what Paul said. You can get somebody at 23 this year who in some drafts would have gone 5-10. And I trust Rick to find the right guy, but Rick wants to find the right talent and the right guy off the field. So therefore, all of that develops at the combine.
Last thing before we go, Charge, for a football fan who obviously most of them have never been here at the combine. Yeah. I mean, look what we have behind us. This is an NFL convention, basically, right?
Yeah, really.
This is a great spot to be if you're a football fan, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you like football, the combine is kind of special, because just milling around, how many coaches have we seen? It's all these executives and scouts and, you know, reporters. I mean, ESPN's right behind us. And so, you know, so sort of the fan in me still gets really excited to see all these people, and the fact that we can just sort of go grab them and interview them and talk to them and have them on the air, It's kind of nerdvana for those of us that really, really love and live and breathe football.
All right. Well, you guys are going to do the show again on Friday, 9 to noon, 100.3 FM back home. So check that out. And then let's do this again tomorrow and find out what we learned on Friday. Is that cool?
Deal.
All right. Thanks for joining us.